the wholeness of God, which is his peace, it's also his reality, cannot be appreciated except by a whole mind that recognizes the wholeness of God's creation. If you want to remember the wholeness of God, and that you are a part of that wholeness, you must include everyone. That's what this is saying. You can't begin to even appreciate, let alone experience, the wholeness, the loving oneness of God, unless your mind is whole, which means healed. Well, the only way my mind will be healed is if I see everyone here as the same, as we'll see in just a minute. Which means whenever I attack, whenever I say someone or something else is responsible for my lack of peace or disquiet, I am really saying I don't want to go anywhere near the wholeness of God. And that little fellow with that joke, I don't want to be anywhere near him. That's what you're saying each and every time you have an unkind thought. That's what you have to focus on. Not the lofty metaphysics of this course. Not its soaring non-duality. Just challenge every unkind thought you have and bring it back to its source. Your mind chose the wrong teacher. End of story. If you did that religiously, deliberately, devotedly, with great dedication, over and over again, you'd be done. You'd be done with graduate school, postgraduate school, post-postgraduate school. You'd be done. Which means when you cherish an unkind thought and you justify it and rationalize it, you're saying, I don't want to be done. I want to stay in kindergarten with the little babies. And I don't want to hear Jesus' gentle, funny joke. I want to hear a joke that makes fun of the bully in my nursery school. Or I want to hear a joke that makes fun of the teacher I don't like. Or the principal who wears funny hats. Or whatever it is. Or as I think I grow a little older, and then I want to hear a comedian make fun of the political person I don't like. I really like that. That makes me laugh. What are you saying? You're saying, I don't want to hear that gentle man on my shoulder with his very inappropriate, unrecognizable joke. That's what would help you. You know, I began this evening talking about purpose. That's purpose. There's a purpose behind unkindness. It keeps the dream going. It perpetuates the illusion that I, this person I think I am, who I see in my mirror, is the hero of the dream. And everybody else is my enemy. Unless I make that person an ally against my enemy. Until the day comes when my ally now becomes my enemy. You know, we all know the game. It just goes on and on and on. The wholeness of God, which is his peace, cannot be appreciated except by a whole mind that recognizes the wholeness of God's creation. Remember the line I quoted to you earlier? The memory of God comes to a quiet mind. If I don't want to remember who God is and who I am as his true son, I just keep my mind in a perpetual state of disquiet by forgetting I have a mind and projecting the disquiet of guilt and sin and punishment onto the world. Now I'm very happy. I'm miserable. Absolutely miserable. But boy, am I happy in my misery. This is why I never let it go. I love to always be in trouble. I love to always be having people do terrible things to me. I love to be always worried. You know what they say, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, a grievance a day keeps that funny little man away. And he doesn't like apples, by the way. Reminds him of that original sin business. And he gets very upset about that. Don't tell him any apple jokes. He's not the one who called New York City the Big Apple. All right? But that's what you're saying. That's what you have to hear, that to be unkind is a decision, an ongoing decision. It's not caused by what that SOB did to you 5 minutes ago. It's not. There is no 5 minutes ago. It's right now. It's not what your abusive parents did you 40, 50, 60 years ago, or 10 ex-spouses did to you, or your ungrateful children or grandchildren did to you. It's a decision you're making right now to silence this funny joke that says there is no time, no space, and no individuality. That's what you have to see. If you don't see that, this whole course means absolutely nothing. It becomes, unfortunately, full of sound and fury signifying nothing. No matter how beautiful these words are, no matter how wise they are, if you don't practice seeing the purpose behind your unkindness, this means nothing. Nothing. Your years of study mean nothing if you're still indulging your unkindness. Just don't do it. If you have an unkind thought, fine, you have an unkind thought. Just to make it, don't build a temple around it. Don't build an altar and worship it. Don't blame it on somebody else. That's what this is saying. If you want to know the wholeness of God, then you must know the wholeness of God's creation, which means you see everyone here as the same.